Joining me today is Courtney Cameron, and she is coming to us from the University of Georgia in Athens. She is a former chapter vice president at Lowndes High School in Valdosta, Georgia. Also, a star finalist this year, a national star finalist in the category of agri-science. Courtney, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Well, let's talk about this really quick. What brought you into the FFA?
So that's kind of the funny story. In seventh grade, I was at Pine Grove Middle School. And on Wednesdays, we would have like our club days. So it was like a section, like a 45 cutout amount of time where you could go and all the clubs met. And I wasn't really involved in the club. Mm-hmm. And my friend Maddie, she was like, Courtney, like, you should come with me to this meeting. And we went, and I really just fell in love with the people in the meeting. They were so sweet. And then, and on top of that, there were a lot of CDEs that interested me, specifically floral design. Growing up, I always did wreaths and arrangements with my grandma. And so I went up to the ag advisor. I was like, hey, like, I want to join the new floral design. And he's like, okay. And then I went home and I told my parents I want to join the FFA. And I just remember my mom saying, you're too prissy for that. What do you mean you want to do FFA? And so little did I know, it was a path that led me all the way here. And it's crazy to think about.
That is crazy to think about. That is a great story. What got you into agri-science?
So that really didn't happen until high school. I've always been someone who loves learning. Mm-hmm. I love documentaries. I love reading. And so my FFA advisor, he kind of like noticed this, and he was like, hey, have you ever thought about doing agri-science? And agri-science is a very big competition for Lowndes County. We compete all the time. It's just something we thrive at. And he kind of started talking to me about it, and it was kind of like a natural thing. You know, you brought together the scientific method, all the classroom concepts mm-hmm. that I've learned over the years, and mix that with the passion that I was developing for the agriculture industry. Okay. And it really just, it clicked. You know, I think every single person, actually my FFA advisor in middle school, I remember when I really started to get into FFA, I remember asking him like, Harrison, like, what can I do with this? And he said, Courtney, the question isn't what can you do? It's what can't you do?
Sure.
Because it's so diverse and it's so large. It's really just finding your niche in it. And that's what agri-science really did for me, was I found my niche amongst the masses of things that you can do in the agriculture industry.
All right. Well, so here you are. You're on the precipice. What does being a national star finalist mean to you?
It still hasn't quite hit me. Crazy, because I remember in ninth grade, when I first kind of started doing research, we had a national winner for the star in agri-science, mm-hmm. Jacob Schindler. I think I was in like sixth grade when he won it, so I never really knew him. But I remember seeing the picture in my ag advisor's office, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. And it's kind of always been like this thing I wanted to do. Like, I want to represent the state of Georgia and be a national finalist. And it's probably going to hit me when like I'm in Indy, but it's crazy. It's been this goal I've had for at least 4 or 5 years now. And to actually be here is insane. And really just to represent the amazing people, not only in the state of Georgia, but my entire region, just of the possibility and the potential in agri-science.
Well, for another student out there, why would they want to choose the FFA? Why would they want to get involved?
Number one, the FFA and agriculture industry is home to the most genuine people. I see that in the FFA. I see that in the donors, sponsors, and people who come out to the different events we put on. Mm-hmm. But also, you're probably going to find out something about yourself that you didn't even know. You really find just this new aspect about yourself, and you have all these people around you who educate you, motivate you, and really just pour into you and help you really pursue whatever passion or dream that you're actually discovering. Just do it for 1 year and you will fall in love.
Well, that is great, Courtney. Well, oh my goodness, congratulations to you on being a national star finalist. That is huge. Best of luck to you at the convention. I hope everything goes just the way you want it to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hosting me and let me talk about my research.
And now, for something a little different, we've actually got Courtney's father, John, on the line as well. John, thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate you speaking with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you too.
All right. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to the conversation. I was when I interviewed Courtney, she really piqued my interest when she talked about how she got into the FFA and kind of the way she had grown up and what you and her mother thought about it when she joined. And I thought, you know, I want to get the rest of this story.
Oh, yeah. When she was young, she was a little thing, you know. She took dance and stuff, and she loved little outfits and stuff. And when she decided to go into the FFA in middle school, you know, and she started with floor arrangement and stuff like that. Like, that's pretty cool. And the day came when the advisor actually talked her into raising a pig for show. And I was like, oh, really? You're going to do this? You know, as pretty as she is. And she done it and everything, but she found out animals ain't her thing. She kind of didn't like that. Down here, it used to be big-time agriculture. I was raised around farm. You know, it was all farmland here, but she never was because I never did go into farming. I'm an air conditioning technician, so we just didn't think that agriculture, we just couldn't see her out there in the mud and, you know, dirt and everything like that. She actually really surprised us. You know, down here, we thought FFA was just all farms and stuff. We didn't know about agri research and public speaking, stuff like that, things that she got into as she got into high school. And
sure.
She just really surprised us.
Now, she said when she initially joined the FFA back in her freshman year that you and her mom kind of looked at it as a phase and you thought it might be something that, you know, she was just trying out, but it would go away. When did you go, oh, man, she's serious and she's in this for the long haul?
Yeah, well, her freshman year, she was also in band and she was playing the trumpet. Well, it came to the time where once you get into like a freshman of high school, you kind of got to make a choice because they kind of clash. She kind of surprised us that she chose FFA and dropped band and just went just full into the FFA.
She has gone on, obviously, to be nominated as a national star. She's right at the top of her game, right at the top of this giant student organization. I mean, could you have ever seen this coming?
In a way, her determination, she's going to, I guess it's in her to win, to do the best she can. I can remember when she was younger, they put her in, down here we have what they call a gifted program. You know, they put students in, you know, that have, you know, imagination, stuff like that. Well, she didn't get it, and they told her it's because she didn't have the imagination. And sometimes me and her mom feel like that kind of made her kind of like, oh, you tell me I can't do this? And I think that kind of in school made her like, I'm going to prove to you that y'all messed up. She didn't make that. Her heart was really wanting it. And I think that just turned her around saying, I'm going to prove you wrong. I have a lot of people I work for. And all these people that have kids, they've sat here and seen how she done. And they've actually kind of moved their kids. Hey, let's try this. You know, get them over into the FFA. You know, it makes you proud when everybody tells you, you know, hey, she has such a great personality. She's smart. You know, she's going to go far, you know. And when they want their kids to try to follow the same path because they know that their kids, you know, make themselves better.
Well, that is great. John, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us.
Well, thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.